Cézanne's early works reveal something of his passionate, dreamy nature, but from his youth he made a determined effort to control his temperament. His childhood friend, Émile Zola, had lived in Paris for 2 years when Cézanne arrived there to study, and Zola set him a strict timetable for his work. From 6 in the morning until 11, you will go to a studio to paint from the life. You will then have lunch. From between noon and 4 in the afternoon, you will copy a masterpiece of your choice in the Louvre or the Luxembourg. This rigorous program suited the energetic and determined 22-year-old who was nurturing the twin ambitions of entering the École des Beaux-Arts and of exhibiting at the Salon de Bouguereau, as he called it. Cézanne achieved neither ambition. He was rejected by all the official art establishments and exhibited in the 1882 Salon only through the intervention of his friend, the painter Antoine Guimet. In 1870, in an article in L'Album Stock, he explained this antagonism to a journalist. "I paint as I see, as I feel, and my feelings are very strong. They feel as I do, and they see as I do, but they are timid and produce salon art." His attempts, year after year, to submit his works to the Salon's selection committee became something of a standing joke. An article in Le Rappel in 1874 noted, "No Salon jury would ever even dream about accepting a single work by this painter, who brings his canvases, carrying them on his back like Jesus carrying his cross." The barriers between Cézanne and the art establishment that arose in these tumultuous times were never completely dismantled in his lifetime.